Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The issue is not a party. The answer is not a political party. The answer and the problem is not President Barack Obama or Reid or Boehner or all these people that keep bringing up. The issue is between us and God, the creator of the universe. Think about that. I mean, we got something. It's not about going in the voting booth. It's about going into your closet and praying and saying, "Dear God, I've sinned." That's very empowering that we can do that now and lose less. But right. You know, we're going to lose a lot more. And hell on earth is a good way to describe what we've been seeing. And we're going to go right into in our next program. You got to see it. We're going to describe what hell on earth is going to look like by allowing John Paul Jackson to talk about it. And things that have come to pass, things that are coming to pass, and things that will come to pass as he begins to share about it. It's not to scare you. It's just like, you know, we can cut this thing off now by saying, God, you're right. Mm-hmm. We're wrong. And so a lot of leaders come to Rick Joyner and the Oak Initiative and General Boykin and the whole crew. There's very smart folks. You know what I'm saying? When you walk away from talking with them, you kind of go like, God can still use me. God can still use, right?
Yeah.
You're just talking about, you know, and then, you know, she touched the hem of his garment. You know, his garment was made from a cotton fabric interwoven by them. But then it's like, Oh my goodness, you know? Okay, all right. The hem of his garment. I mean, just, it's good. This is very good and challenging like that. But the question, so because of that, I mean, what is wisdom. And it's knowledge that God has given, you know, these few or some. And so the leaders of the world are coming to them and they're asking them a question. Leaders of America are coming to them. And so somebody just asked the question. I want you to see this. This is their answer. So what are the questions that they're asking? And what are your answers that you're giving them? Watch this. Listen up.
There is a desperation to know what's going on. And the scary thing is, I think people in top positions around the world do not know what's happening. And they are not in control. Things are beyond their own control. There are certain things that, whether it's the economy or whatever else, and I've been saying this for a long time, it is beyond human remedy. We're not going to get out of this without God. We really are not going to get out of this without him. But there's an openness to, like Nebuchadnezzar was open to Daniel. We need those with those kind of gifts that can give them divine words of wisdom, revelation, give them directions, Joseph's to Pharaoh's to save lives. That's why Joseph was given that wisdom. And so I think we should always be open to anybody that is a leader of people, government leader. But right now, if I could sum up what I feel the questions come in, it's almost a desperation. Yep. How are we going to get out of this? And the obvious vacuum of, it's two extremes of desperation because they know we are on a path to unbelievable chaos and a mess. And the other one's just unbelievable arrogance, thinking we'll figure it out when we have to. But I see a whole lot more desperation. You know, I was also one time, I had a driver in Germany who was a German prince, and I think they were just wanting to use his limo and everything, but he rode with me everywhere back and forth to the meetings, and I said, what do you do? You know, what does a prince do over here? And he said, well, I'm a mathematician. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm working on mathematical theories. I said, well, what do you do with these theories you're working on? He said, we don't have a clue. He said, we don't think anybody's going to know how to use our theories for about 100 years. Or use these problems we work. I said, well, you know, explain this to me. Why are you giving up? He said, well, if you think about it, they're just now applying Einstein's theories. knowing how it applies and its effect. And we couldn't have gone to the moon, couldn't have had GPS, couldn't have had all kinds of things we're applying now. Didn't know how it would work, but still we need to, and they're looking that far down the road. I tell you, the church has got to start looking down the road. We've got to see beyond the end of our nose. Now, the kingdom is coming. That is the ultimate end. But there is a way that we build the highway for the kingdom and prepare the way for the Lord. He is going to come. And when he comes, I mean, it's going to be with finally mankind understanding there is no way we're going to fix this. We've got to have it. But his church really needs to understand that now. But it's not that we have to rely on him. We get to. He can fix it all easily and instantly. Everything. He is the answer to every human problem. But there's, there is a dearth of leadership in the world. I don't think there's ever been a greater need for wise leadership, and I don't think there's ever been a bigger vacuum. My encouragement is God has an unbelievable farm team that tells me we have a future. Maybe the present leadership we see is really lacking, and I'm talking about in every area, church included. But the ones who he is preparing for leadership with that obvious calling and destiny and purpose on them is unbelievable. So we have a future. We have a future.
I believe what's coming up, we're not going to get out of it. We're going through it. And by going through it, I mean it's going to take a time. It's going to take certain seasons. And then I think there's going to be commitments made in the church like never before. But I don't see us getting out of these problems. I see us going through them. And it's going to take a time to go through them and correct. In that time of going through them and correcting, I believe that we're going through them and be corrected too. It'll be a work done in us where we do the things we were called to do. And that means take over. So I believe that we are going to prevail. But if you're expecting to miss it, I think you're wrong. All of us are going to go through these things. It's going to be a timing in doing it. And that timing in doing it is preparing and equipping us to do these things. I believe it's already started this year. And it increases year by year. By the year 2015, the harvest is out there and being gathered in. And as we go through it, I think you're going to begin to bring in the harvest. But if you're expecting all of it to be ironed out immediately, I think you're going to be disappointed. Because it isn't going to be, and it didn't start immediately. It actually started probably 200 years ago in our schools. But it is going to turn around. And the only answer is Christ. And I believe that as we're going through it, the church will find their answer and will be able to relate it to the unsaved world. But there's a timing involved in this. And I believe gradually it's going to improve. I think the next 10 years is going to be the most exciting time that the church has ever lived. Because they're going through it. You're going to come through out. You're going to come out on the other side. And you're going to have the answers when you do. And the answer is Christ in you. And I believe that we begin to see the glory this year of the equipping and preparation for this. But impatience, I think, is one of our greatest sins. It is mine, anyway. I think that we better get patient and be in this for the long run. But we will come out on the other side as winners. If you haven't read the last chapters, you need to read them because we win.
Yeah. This is so important because we're just going to break, but we're going to be talking about building for 1,000 years. Don't forget, you know, our God is a God, a redeemer. There is the end of the age, not the end of the world. And we're called to do something, not to just try to escape. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about Dutch Sheets' prophetic word. We'll make the whole thing available to you. But a new paradigm shift has to be taken on, a revelatory paradigm shift, so we can move into what God wants to do. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.